Network television is often criticized for its lack of diversity. Last year, the NAACP said there is a virtual whiteout in broadcast television, and this year, six of the dozen or so broadcast and cable shows centered on African Americans were canceled. And one of the most popular black characters on TV isn't even real. He's the animated title character of The Cleveland Show, the Family Guy spinoff on Fox. But with TV falling short, the web is flourishing. There's a new trend emerging with black producers launching their programs on the web, short 4 to 5 minute long webisodes. This month, Black Entertainment Television's website will premiere the web series Buppies, remember the 80s term for black yuppies. The series follows Tatiana Ali, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star, and her friends, who are immersed in the world of Hollywood's rich and famous. There are serious topics, but nothing is taken seriously, as we hear from Quincy's friends in the first episode. Her fiancé left her right after her father died.
She was crushed, just devastated. And then, after the funeral,
her fiancé calls off the wedding. I mean, dude straight bounced.
Quincy and Derek,
they made sense. He was a ball player, and she was like the black Nicole Richie.
Nicole is black, girl.
Sure.
I just remember the whole deal was really tough on Quincy emotionally.
Oh, it was. I mean, Derek owns a private jet.
And joining us from Los Angeles is one of the show's producers, Aaliyah Williams. Aaliyah, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine. So funny. This is so funny. In case people couldn't hear clearly, that was one of the characters saying that Quincy, who's sometimes called Q, is like a black Nicole Richie.
Yes.
She's stunned.
Stunned. She is black, girl.
Shut
yes.
up. And she also says at another point that Q's father had been like a black Harry Belafonte. Well, you know, by the way, do you think that this is the kind of thing that only black writers and producers can do?
Yes and no. I think that Julian, being the creator of the show and the writer-director, obviously these are people that we have kind of grown up with. You know, I think everybody knows a Priscilla, everybody knows a Courtney, a Shaka in their life in some way.
And Julian is Julian Breese. So you know these people. Were you not seeing them anywhere else?
Not in the way in which I know them. I think a lot of times you see characters that quickly become caricatures, so that we presented a fresh look, a more human look at these different types of black characters dealing with very real issues of pregnancy, of insecurities, of what do you do when you've been given the world? You know, all these characters met at Harvard, and they live in this very fabulous world. You know, it really is kind of like everybody says, has always told me that I can be whoever I want to be. Who is that?
And what happened when you shopped this around?
When Julian first graduated from film school, he was shopping it around to different networks, and it got pretty far in certain places. And I think the question always came back to, how do we get white audiences to buy into the show and to watch the show, even so far as to say, can we make one of the Buppies white? Can one of the Buppies be white? It's like, not so much.
By definition. Right.
It's like, yeah, of course they live in a world where they interact with all types of people, but we really wanted the core group to be exactly what the show title says. But for Julian, he really wanted this to, you know, kind of represent the world in which he's lived in, and I think a world that a lot of people can relate to.
Well, also a world that we feel like we used to see a little bit more. I mean, when you were growing
yes.
up, what shows did you watch?
When I was growing up, it was all about The Cosby Show, A Different World, Amen, 227. Just in naming all those shows, that's a variety of class that's represented there, right?
Sure.
From working class, 227, to a very professional class, Cosby Show. But again, that spectrum, I think it's kind of crunched and more towards the other side of Cosby, I guess.
Well, and now we have a black president. We have a black family in the White House. Why do you think we have fewer families and blacks on primetime TV?
You know, it goes back to what studios can believe people will buy into. So, you know, Julie and I had just come off of shooting our first film, The Young and Evil, which was at Sundance, and we were like, we did that. We made a very kind of impossible story come to life in that situation. Why don't we find a place for this on the web?
Well, and it's beautifully done. We have to say it's not just funny, as we've said. It can be suspenseful. The production values are great. The acting is great. each webisode just 4 minutes long. Let's listen again. Here is a scene. We mentioned the star is Quincy. Her father, as we said, has died. Her fiancé, a pro athlete, dumped her. And then there was a snafu with the guest list for her birthday party. And her old boyfriend, the aforementioned fiancé, shows up. So here she's arguing with some of her friends about that.
Little Miss Perfect made a mistake.
The only mistake was letting you plan something that doesn't involve a glue gun and synthetic hair.
Synthetic?
As in fake? Catches fire easily?
You have to scratch it like this?
I know what synthetic means, you evil albino.
Please, you two. I've moved on.
You said that one of the things you wanted to be sure of was that characters, black characters in particular, weren't caricaturized. But they sort of are in a way, in the same way that almost all characters on television shows of this sort of spirit are. I mean, the Gossip Girls are caricatures. You know,
right.
There is a bit of a caricature there.
Right. You have your Priscilla, who is well put together, never a hair out of place.
Or evil albino.
And then you have Courtney. She's got as much money as the rest of them. Her money just comes from a different place. Her dad's like this, you know, music kind of rap mogul. And so she's a little bit more hood. She's like the quintessential ghetto fabulous. And, you know, people may think that that's a stereotype. But I think you see all of this in a human element and see all of the things that they're dealing with.
You know, some might say, come on, really? You've got it on the internet, but isn't your goal to have someone discover it and take it to the big time?
I think everybody wants to be big time. Like, I'm not going to tell that lie. But I think for us, it's very exciting to be in a medium where we crafted this show all together on our own, and BET became interested and allowed us a platform to distribute it. Now, if it takes off and goes to the next larger screen of TV, we're very happy for Buppies to have a life and however it's supposed to happen. But I don't know. There's a freshness. There's a freshness about the internet. I think we can do more we have fewer restrictions as to what we can explore. Even though it is backed by a network, I think BET has been very flexible with us with that, and that's very exciting.
Aaliyah Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aaliyah Williams, one of the producers of the new web series Buppies, premiering on BET.com on November 24th.